Time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with my buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato, and brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And Macklin and the crew at HMS Marine Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring ultra-scanning sonar. Choose HMS for all your fish-finding technology, HMSMarineElectronics.com or HMS Marine Electronics on Facebook. Let's check in with the star of the show, Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning.
Good morning, gang. How are y'all?
We're good. Great. We're good, yeah. And I was kind of looking, you know, talking to Dr. Bill about the effects of Florence in our area, and it was some northerly winds, and I started checking the marine forecast. It looks like northerly winds and the seas laying down a little bit over the weekend. The bay looks pretty good, 1 foot or less.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, the weather forecast looks great, and then we're going to cycle out of this nip by the weekend, too, you know. And so we've got a couple of good things coming up for the weekend, and you know, the fishing, it's that time of year, man. I call it kind of like a pre-transition time of year. It's probably, you know, really probably one of the tougher times to really kind of keep your fingers on, you know, particularly where the trout are going, because there's not a lot of bait in the terms of shrimp down, you know, out in the sound where it was, say, you know, a couple months ago. You get a lot of this moving, a lot of moving bait, and a lot of the fish are moving with them. But I can tell you this, with the wind direction that we're going to have this weekend, especially being as light as it is, anywhere from the, you know, the north end of the sound, and then up into the bay is probably going to be your best bet. There's some real nice fish still on the structure. You know, as much as it really, you know, there's a hint of fall right now, and it's probably going to be even more so this weekend as far as the air goes, but the water temperature's still in the mid 80s. And so that tells you you're still in kind of a summertime deal. We caught some nice fish this morning on top water, but I can already tell the shallow water deal's going bad. The week we've caught all the nice fish, that really nice consistent bites I've been on, have been on the structure in both the sound and the bay, 8 feet of water and deeper, and particularly having to use some live bait.
All right. Well, you mentioned something. I guess people haven't been doing this a long time, may not think about it. You talk about transition. So you mean the fish are moving, right? The trout are moving.
Yeah, and right now it's kind of like this, like I kind of call it a pre-transition thing. There's so much bait on the move right now to where you can hit, you know, an area or even a spot or something and just whack the fish and come back the next day and just see absolutely zero activity as far as birds and fish and bait. It's just because they stay on the move so much. So you really kind of have to keep your eyes open for signs of fish in the form of slicks. Diving gulls, not so much the little terns, but diving gulls are giving away these shrimp. And when you find them, it's a whack fest, but the key word there is when you find them, you know. So you really got to kind of pay attention to what's going on, too, you know, as far as like what's going on around you.
What about other species right now? What are the redfish doing? What about flounder? What about white trout?
Well, the redfish sound like the best redfish bait you want to target reds. It sounds like the better bites further up in the bay and some of the shallow grass-covered bays up that way. There's a lot of really nice mackerel down at the lower end of the bay. So, you know, if you get kind of tired of chasing trout or you get some trout in the morning, you can get on said structure and just put a little piece of steel leader on, you know, just freelining shrimp. You can let, you know, as opposed to trout where you have to get down in the water column, you can just freeline shrimp in 10 or 12 or 14 feet of water with a little piece of steel leader. And it's just unbelievable the size of some of the Spanish that I've been catching, you know, kind of as bycatch, but when the trout, you know, I like catching them. So anyway, I'll put my line out with a little piece of steel leader on there. I like catching those 4 and 5 pound mackerel on trout tackle. That's really kind of been the fun thing as far as bycatch goes.
Well, it's great to hear that those 4 and 5 pound mackerel are around. They've been hard to find over the last 15 years or so. It's good to hear they're coming back.
It really is. I'll tell you, I know exactly what you're talking about. And the bay and the sound, there's a lot of that size mackerel. I haven't been really much on the outside, you know, where some of those huge schools get a lot of times. But, man, these ones up in the bay and the sounders, I mean, there's some boy dogs up in here, I can tell you that.
Let's do this. Talk to folks about getting a trip booked with you. I mean, this time of year or that great fall fishing, how do they do it?
Just go to ateamfishing.com is our website, and you can just hit the little Contact Us tab, and it's real easy to navigate right through that. You know, give us the dates you'd like to go, and we'll get back to you and hopefully get you booked up.
Perfect. Captain Bobby, thank you, man. We'll check back next week.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and HMS Marine Electronics. Get out there and enjoy it this weekend. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings on the way next.